Well, I know. I think that, you know, I've learned a long time ago from the head coach here. You know, your job is to coach them, tell them what to do, show them how to do it, and really accept no excuses and try to fit the player into the system the best way that he can to help you, whether it's Gronk, whether it's Tim, whether it's Mike, whether it's James, whoever it may be, whether it's a receiver. So that's your job as a coaching staff collectively, is to make sure you take the player and whoever that player may be, and you work them into your scheme and your system and really accentuate his strengths and try to minimize their weaknesses.
Yeah, Tim is a true professional, really takes pride in his craft, works really hard in the classroom, on the practice field, game day. You know, it's always a process when you come to a new place and you're learning a new system. And you know, we're kind of into the meat and potatoes here in November. And you know, our expectations for all our players is to really know what to do, and they need to do that when they go out on the field on Sunday.
Well, I was telling these guys, I think Gronk is a team player. You know, he's done a good job. He takes pride in his work, and he takes pride during the week in his preparation. And you know, he's kind of a, you know, he's an important piece, no question. But he's part of the team collectively. He's part of the tight end group, and each guy has a certain role that they have to fulfill and take pride in it. He's one of them. Mike's one of them. James does a good job, and Timmy. So all those guys collectively as a group have to perform to help our offensive football team be as good as we can be.